And here we come to the heart of our subject, the nature of the difference, the nature of the distinction between alienated awareness and integrated awareness. First of all, I'd like to point out that this is not a traditional distinction. This is not a distinction that one finds in Buddhist texts, in the Buddhist scriptures. It's not a distinction that is known in the East as such in Buddhist spiritual circles. This is not to say that the phenomenon of alienated awareness is unknown there. It certainly is known there, it certainly does occur, and I've had personal experience of it, I've personally encountered it in the course of my sojourn in the East. But we may say that this phenomenon of alienated consciousness, alienated awareness, is on the whole much more characteristic of the modern West. Why this should be so, we shall try to understand a little later on. For the moment, we're concerned simply to differentiate alienated awareness and integrated awareness. First of all, I must observe that integrated awareness is in principle identical with awareness in general, as we've just described it, especially with awareness of self. So the question to be answered is, what then is alienated awareness? What is it alienated from? What is integrated awareness? What is it integrated with? If we can only understand this, the nature of the distinction between the two will be clear. Briefly, we may say that alienated awareness is awareness of ourselves, especially of our feelings and emotions, without actually experiencing ourselves, without actually experiencing our feelings and our emotions. So in its extreme form, alienated awareness is awareness of one's own non-experience of oneself. Even awareness that one is not there, paradoxical as that may seem, awareness that one is not there. Now obviously this is quite a dangerous state to get in or to be in. Alienated awareness may also be accompanied by various physical symptoms. Especially, it may be accompanied by severe, even excruciating pains of various kinds in the head. This is more likely to occur when one is deliberately increasing alienated awareness under the erroneous impression that one is thereby practicing mindfulness. Now, I'm not, of course, saying that all pains in the head encountered in the course of meditation are due to alienated awareness. But pains, even very, as I've said, excruciating pains, are one of the physical symptoms of alienated awareness. Now, integrated awareness, on the other hand, is awareness of ourselves while at the same time actually experiencing ourselves. And this self-experience may be either positive or negative. But even if it's negative, the negativity will eventually be resolved by the fact that we are aware of the negative state besides actually experiencing it or allowing ourselves to experience it. So the nature of the distinction between the two, between alienated awareness on the one hand and integrated awareness on the other, should be quite clear. Alienated awareness is that awareness which is alienated from experience of self, especially emotions. And integrated awareness is that awareness which is integrated with the experience of self, especially with the experience of the emotions.